Peace to your brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们真的是把时间分别出来，我们敬拜我们的主。
Thanks to the Lord that we have separated our time just for Him.
这是跟我们的生命有关。
Because He is the matter of life.
主也借着这样的时间祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。
And the Lord wants to bless us through this time.
在我们的生命里面，我们需要有主。
So that's why we need Him in our life.
在今天交通这个主题之前，有许必应，有言必见。
So this morning our topic is His promise will come true, His words will come true.
我很想分享一下自己呼召的一个经历。
I wanted to share with you the testimony on how I decided to serve.
那对神呼召的一个回应。
My answer to God's calling.
让弟兄姊妹能够清楚地说为什么要 为什么我们要回应神的呼召？
And to let brothers and sisters know why we have to answer His call.
不是只有我而已，每一位弟兄都一样，弟兄姐妹都一样。
Not just for me, but I think it applies to each one of you.
神在我们的身上都有一个呼召。
God has a calling for us.
可是我们怎么样去回应？
But how do we answer His call?
这件事情非常的重要。
And I think this is very important.
前一阵子有一个弟兄呢，就告诉我这一个传道人保罗华许。
Sometimes ago, a brother came to talk to me about a brother, Paul Wash.
Paul Washer.
Paul Washer.
那他告诉我说，圣宗，你应该去听听这个人讲道的信息。
And he said, Brother Stephen, you should go listen to Brother Paul.
你要听他对这个世代的年轻人说什么道。
And listen to Brother Paul, what he says to the youth in this world.
我不知道弟兄想要告诉我什么事情。
I don't know what the brother was trying to tell me.
可是呢，我就去把这位传道人他传的福音呢，就听了一次。
But nonetheless, I went to listen to Brother Paul and his ministry.
当然我心里非常的受激励。
And then I was strongly encouraged by his words.
所以呢，我挑了一个短片，三分钟，让大家来一起了解他一下。
So I pick up a clip of 3 minutes so that you can have an understanding of who Brother Paul is.
那我们就请后影音的弟兄为我们放这一段的三分钟的影片。
So take a look at this clip.
And many who even profess Jesus Christ as Lord, turning out like you want it to turn out, or whether or not you're seen. I'm not troubled in my heart.
我们从头开始好了。
I'm not troubled in my heart. About your self-esteem. I'm not troubled in my heart about whether or not you feel good about yourself, whether or not life is turning out like you want it to turn out, or whether or not your checkbook is balanced. There's only one thing that gave me a sleepless night. There's only one thing that troubled me all throughout the morning, and that is this. Within 100 years, a great majority of people in this building will possibly be in hell. And many who even profess Jesus Christ as Lord will spend an eternity in hell. Many of the things that you love to do, God hates. Did you know that? Pray for revival. You're going to have a youth meeting. You want God to move. But before you go there, you watch programs on television that God absolutely despises. And then you wonder why the Holy Spirit hasn't fallen on a place and why you have to create false fire and false excitement. Because God's not in it. God is a holy God. And the only way you and I could ever be reconciled to a holy God is through the death of God's own Son. When He hung on that tree. Because you need to realize the Bible says for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God and you have no idea what it means. That we were born radically depraved and God-hating. That we would have never sought God, never come to God. We have rebelled. rebelled against God, broken every law. It's not just an issue that you have sin. The issue is you've never done anything but sin. What we need to see, I'm not trying to be hard for the sake of being hard. You realize how much love it takes to stand before 5,000 people and tell them that American Christianity is almost totally wrong. The Bible says in the prophets that even our greatest works are like filthy rags before God. And because of that, you know what we deserve? The wrath of God. Why am I a Christian? Because there was a time in my life when I prayed and asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I want you to know that the greatest heresy in the American evangelical and Protestant church is that if you pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, He will definitely come in. You will not find that in any place in Scripture. What you need to know is that salvation is by faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ. And faith alone in Jesus Christ is preceded and followed by repentance. A turning away from sin. A hatred for the things that God hates and a love for the things that God loves. A growing in holiness and a desire not to be like Britney Spears, not to be like the world, and not to be like the great majority of American Christians, but to be like Jesus Christ. I don't know why you're clapping. I'm talking about you.
Brothers and sisters,
at this point of his message,
很多弟兄姊妹因着他讲到信息非常的激励，所以大家都群在下面鼓掌。
So at the end of his sermon, a brother were very encouraged by him, and they stand up and clap for him.
可是呢，这位传道人却告诉听他讲道的人说，我讲的对象不是别人，就是你。
But then Brother Paul said to them that the one that I'm addressing to is not the other people, it is you.
是的，这位传道人他所说的就是我。
Yes, in fact, we are the people who he is talking to.
多少的时候，我们在侍奉主的时候，我们仍然犯罪。
How often time when we serve the Lord, we sin.
可能我们可以要求别人很高，可是我们自己做的却很低。
Maybe we have a really high standard for the people around us, but yet we have a low standard for ourselves.
我们可能说神向人所赐的意念都是赐平安的意念。
Maybe we'll say that God only has peaceful thoughts for me.
可是如果人不从罪的生活里面悔改来归向神的话，
But yet if men don't repent and walk away from sin,
就像这位传道人所说的，一百年之后我们会在哪里？
Then this minister told us, where are we going to be in 100 years?
如果我们对于我们自己的罪我们没有悔改的话，
If we don't have repentance of our own sins.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们信什么，我们不知道我们信什么，我们的结局就是死。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't know what you believe in, then your eternity is death.
那个死就是永远的死。
An eternal death.
可是如果我们面对我们自己的罪，我们悔改转向神的时候，
But yet, if we know our sins and if we repent,
圣经上这位赐平安意念的神才会是我们的神。
Then the Bible describes the God of peace will be now our God.
他平安才会临到我们，我们才会永远的活。
And then we will have His peace and we get to live.
我不知道你在侍奉主的时候是否还犯罪。
I don't know that if you're still sinning while you serve.
可是我知道我是。
But I know I do.
可是多少的时候向主祷告？
And how often time when we pray?
主啊，如果这样，我不能侍奉你。
And say that maybe I'm not worthy to serve you.
我不知道神为什么召我。
I don't know why God called on me.
可是我知道我有一个清楚的呼召。
But I knew that there was a calling.
就是我在福音机构中做传福音的工作。
Is that I work in the ministries and I work as a minister.
所以呢，我在我当兵之后
，So after I served in the army，
那进到社会上工作
，And when I came to this world and when I work，
我就跟主讲说我想服侍你
，Then I told the Lord that I want to serve you。
可是呢，我的服侍我不是要在教会做一个传道人
，But maybe I don't want to be a minister per se。
我是想在福音机构呢，在一个幕后呢做传福音的工作。
But I want to work for a gospel organization to help preach the gospel.
那这样的见证，我想有一些弟兄姊妹都知道。
And I think some of the brothers and sisters already know my testimony.
所以主就借着一个很奇妙的方法呢，把我带到福音机构来服侍他。
So the Lord through His marvelous hand took me to these gospel organizations.
因为我看到一个福音机构，他们要一些退休的长者呢，进到他们的机构里面去服侍。
So that of some of the elders to go into these evangelical organizations.
所以有时去到这个福音机构里面去做义工。
So sometimes they go and volunteer for this organization.
可是呢，他们在那个广告上呢，他们放一个大大的时钟，说时间已经很少了。
But then on the advertisement of this organization is that the time is limited.
如果你是在社会上专，就是那些精英已经要退休下来的话，欢迎你到福音机构来侍奉。
If you have already retired from your work, we welcome you to come serve with us.
可是呢，那时候我才是一个年轻的小伙子而已。
But at that time, I was only pretty young.
我心里面充满了服侍主的意愿，可是我还没有要退休。
I was filled with the idea to serve, but yet I was not retiring.
所以看到这个广告呢，我就把我的履历表寄过去。
So after I saw this advertisement, I sent over my resume.
当然了，福音机构看到那么优秀的年轻人一定会要的，对不对？
So then of course for an organization looking for a young person looking to serve, of course they would take him.
这是我自己讲的。
That's what I thought, anyway.
可是呢，主就是借着这样的一件事情呢，把我带到机构里面服侍。
But it is through this little thing that I am brought into this organization.
所以我知道一件事是主呼召我进到福音机构去服侍他。
So one thing I know is that God calls me to serve Him in this organization.
所以我在美国，当我读完硕士毕业之后
，So after I finish my master's degree in the United States,
我进到一个建设公司去做事情。
I went into an architect company to work.
不到一年的时候，我就已经做不下去了。
But just before the year has ended, I couldn't do it anymore.
因为这样的呼召又跑出来。
Because this calling came back to me.
所以呢，我就进到远东广播公司，我就利用下班的时间，我就去应征。
So that I went to find another job for a gospel organization.
他跟我谈完之后
，And after a few interviews.
他就告诉我说薪资很低，你要来吗
？And he said that we can only pay you very little. Would you still like to?
哦，我说我要来。
And I said yes.
他说那就可以开始工作。
Then he said you can start right away.
所以我就在机构里面服侍主。
So at that place, I started serving the Lord.
你知道在广播公司服侍主那个语音要非常标准，对不对
？You know that to serve him in a broadcasting company, you have to speak very articulately.
所以呢，如果你语音不标准的话呢，你只能做那个行政工作。
So if you cannot speak clearly, you can only do admin jobs.
所以呢，我在广播公司我都是做行政工作。
So that in this broadcasting company, I ended up just filing paperwork.
我先后呢去了三个呢福音机构，都是跟传播有关的。
So I've served three different companies and they do broadcasting the gospel.
所以在面试的时候呢
So every time when I interviewed,
他们都要给我一个稿让我去读。
They will give me a draft and ask me to read it out loud.
所以我就用非常标准的台湾国语读给他们听。
So I would use my best Taiwanese Chinese to read the script.
那读完之后呢他说我们是针对中国广播的。
And then after that they would say that our target audience is from China.
你的台湾国语我们可能没办法接受。
Your Taiwanese Chinese is not what we're looking for.
所以呢你要不要试试看做行政工作
?So why don't you work for us in the admin administration?
其实我前后后我要进节目部呢已经试了很多次。
And in fact, I tried to go into the programming office a few times.
那最后呢都是我节目部的同工哎，我们要客串一个角色你可以未来帮我们读几段话
And usually it is when they have an opening for a short time they would ask me to help out a little bit
所以呢我就从行政工作呢就花了几分钟时间帮他们客串一下呢我就再回到我的行政工作上面
So that's why serving as an admin I have a few minutes of forecasting time of my own when they needed help
可是我想我94年来到这个教会
So when I thought about it, I came to this church when it was 94.
我非常喜欢在这边聚会。
And I really like to have fellowship here.
所以呢也一直聚会到现在。
So from then on, I decided to stay.
那我一直也在福音机构服侍主。
And I would still serve the gospel organization.
所以我到了神学院的图书馆去侍奉。
And now I work at the library at a Bible college.
啊，这也是一个很奇妙的经历。
And this is also a marvelous change of things.
因为我没有图书馆的专业的背景。
Because I was never a professional librarian.
可是我去应征的工作呢，却是一个图书馆的馆长。
But yet, when I go interview for this job, the job title is the chief librarian.
所以呢，这里呢，他有一个要求，就是你应该有一个图书馆的学位。
So here it says that in order to get this job, you have to have a degree in a librarian.
所以那时候呢，我就知道一个很清楚，我跟我妻子在一起祷告。
So at that time, I needed to pray with my wife.
那我希望有一个正式的 program 是跟图书馆有关的，因为美国有一个很严谨的认证系统。
And I hope that I could gain some experience as being a librarian because they need to verify my background.
你一定要在这个某一个认证的学校毕业之后，他们才承认你的这个学历。
That you need to have a certain degree from a certain college in order for them to verify you.
那当然，进到这样的学校不容易。
To accept you, and it is hard to work for that school.
所以我们就在一起祷告的时候，神也很奇妙的就把路打开了。
So when my wife and I prayed, the Lord opened a way.
那我知道神召我在这个图书馆好好的服侍他。
And I know that the Lord wants me to serve Him in that library.
所以呢，当弟兄姊妹可能问你在这个机构服侍好好的，你为什么要到教会来服侍？
So brothers and sisters, you may ask, if you're serving so well in the library, why did you come to be a minister?
弟兄姊妹，当我们在我们中间的时候，我们中间呢，神呼召同工出来呢，都有一个清楚的呼召在那里。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, whenever the Lord calls on someone, it is a clear calling.
所以我们教会的同工呢，跟一般教会的牧师不太一样。
So that's why the people who serve in this church, they're different from the pastors from the other churches.
所以我在这个教会聚会20年来呢，我看我们弟兄姐妹他们在那里全时间侍奉呢，都是非常的认真。
So I see that the time that I have been with this church for 20 some years,all the brothers and sisters that have served in this church, they are very serious about what they do.
可是我可以看出一件事情，就是我们教会这些全世界的同工在服事的时候，他们所得到的尊重没有像外面教会弟兄姐妹给他们牧师的尊重那么的多。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters, the people that help out who serve in this church, they don't get the same respect as the pastors do in the other churches, even though they're more serious about what they do.
如果我们在这个教会聚会10年以上的话，我们都要非常的亏欠。
So brothers and sisters, if you have been in this church for more than 10 years, you need to be a little shameful.
因为我们没有好好尊重这些神的仆人。
Because you never pay the respect that the God's servants are due.
多少年来走了多少的神的仆人？
How often have we lost these servants of God in our church?
可能你会说这些人走跟我没有关系。
Maybe you say that they come and they go.
都是你们同工自己之间的事情。
It is what you have done, not me.
可是你知道在教会里面就是需要传道的人。
But you know that in a church, you need a minister.
所以在这样的一个情况之下，我觉得我在机构服侍的时间我可以拿出来在教会服侍。
So that's why I feel like that I can now share my experience from the organization that I serve and minister to you.
所以这就是为什么我在教会成为一个负责弟兄，同时间我在这里服侍。
And that's why I started being the minister in this church and to serve the Lord in this church.
可是我很清楚知道我生活上有需要。
But I tell you, I know what I need in my life as well.
所以我跟其他的同工不一样，所以我很认真地说明我要什么，我才在这里侍奉。
So that's why different from some of the other co-workers at church, before I serve, I list out the list of things that I need.
所以我是我有了我才在这里侍奉。
And I say that all these requirements have to be satisfied before I can serve.
可是其他弟兄其他同工呢不一样。
But I tell you that the other co-workers, they never asked the same.
他们献身呢，他们没有提到什么，他们就出来。
When they decided to serve, they never asked for things.
我的意思就是说，我们在我们中间聚会，我们要对这些服事主的人呢有一个尊重。
So brothers and sisters, I tell you, that's why they deserve your respect.
没有一个人是完全到没有可指责的时候他出来做传道人。
No one who served before they are perfect.
也没有一个人完全到都没有可指责的时候他成为基督徒。
And there is no one who is Christian after they became perfect.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要记得我们都还在这个完全的过程中。
So brothers and sisters, understand that we are in the process of being perfected.
就是史弟兄也好，梁弟兄也好，温妮姐妹也好，碧秋姐妹也好，这些人都是我们的榜样。
Brother C, Brother Lam, Sister Wendy, Sister Eunice, they are all our examples.
我们要非常的亏欠，因为我们没有做他们的帮助。
Let us be a little bit shameful because we never helped them.
如果你来到教会五年以上，你还不认真侍奉的话，
If you have come to the church for more than 5 years, but you never served,
我不知道我们来这里做什么。
Then let me ask you, what's the purpose of you?
如果你只是要听一篇道，
All you want to listen is sermons.
我可以介绍你去听刚刚那位传道人的信息，非常非常的严谨。
Then why don't you just go YouTube Paul Washers and listen to his sermons instead?
那你听得到非常的严谨，会让你的心非常的扎心。
He will tell you how serious it is to be a Christian, and you will know what you need to do.
可是当我们成为同工之后，我们有一个责任在这里跟神弟兄姊妹来分享神的话语。
But after now we are co-workers at the church, now it is our responsibility to share with you the words.
好像早上我在福音班分享的时候，其实我不是一个会演讲的人。
So this morning when I was helping with the gospel preachings, I realized that I'm not a great speaker.
我记得我小学的时候一站上讲台，
I remember that when I was in elementary school, when I had to stand up to the podium,
我整个脸就红起来，
I would completely flush.
台下的人就已经开始在笑了，
And everyone underneath listening, they would all laugh.
看到人在笑的时候我也讲不下去了，
And then when I see my audience laughing, I couldn't even start.
其实我是一个非常喜欢唱歌的人。
I'm someone who likes to sing.
所以呢，我坐在台下的时候，跟大家唱歌的时候，声音非常的优美。
So that's why when I sing with y'all under there, I feel that I have a great voice.
可是我的音乐老师听到我唱的那么好，就说：“圣中，你来独唱一下。”
But then when the music teacher listened to my voice, he asked me to come and have a solo.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道发生什么情况，对不对？
And brothers and sisters, I think you already know what comes next.
一站出去，我脸又红了，唱不出来了。
When I come up to stage to do my solo, I would be so shy that I couldn't sing.
所以站在人前绝对不会是我的服事。
So brothers and sisters, my strong suit is not to stand before people.
所以我曾经说过，我宁可在幕后，在麦克风前传主的道。
So that's why I said I would rather speak behind a microphone.
我也不愿意站在台前这样子来跟大家讲神的话。
Rather than stand up before people.
可是弟兄姊妹，当神的选召临到的时候，我们还是认认真真的按着神的话语在这里解释神的话。
But brothers and sisters, when God's calling has come, then it is our job to go preach the words.
虽然我不会把整个的稿呢都背下来。
Even though I can never remember the whole script.
可是每一次分享信息的时候，就是一个字一个字的把它写下来。
Every time before I come speak, I would always write everything down.
好像我说的呢，是按着圣经上的教训呢，跟弟兄姊妹一起交通。
So that everything I try to tell you, it is according to the Bible.
为什么在圣家谷基督徒聚会？
So why gather at this church?
我觉得许多年来，我们在我们基督徒的生活里面，
I feel that through my many years as a Christian,
我们对传道人不要论断，
never judge your minister.
我们对弟兄姊妹也不要论断，
don't judge your brother and sister.
拿出你全部的力量，让我们同心的侍奉主。
Use all your strength and work with them.
拿出你全部的力量，让我们在这里同心侍奉主。
Use all your strength so that you can serve with one accord.
而讲一个事情，这里说到有爱才有羊。
Let me tell you one thing. The lamb comes with love. The sheep comes with love.
有爱才有羊。
The sheep comes after love.
也就是说，一个教会有爱的话，自然呢，羊群就会在这里。
Meaning that if your church is filled with love, then the sheep will come.
如果弟兄姊妹都能够在这里得到好的供应，吃饱了，这里就会有羊。
Brothers and sisters, that means that if you get supplied and you are overflowing, then there will be more sheep.
我们要很严谨的说一件事，就是主的羊呢，不要相咬相吞。
So be serious about it. If you are God's sheep, don't hurt each other.
知道我们都在完全的过程里面呢，看我们的弟兄，看我们的姐妹都极其的宝贵。
Knowing that we are all in the process of being perfected,Don't hurt each other.
所以呢，他们虽然还在软弱的里面呢，都让我们知道，在神的眼里面，他们是宝贵的。
So knowing that even though a brother or sister is weak, he is precious in God's eyes.
你知道我们负责的弟兄平常都已经非常的忙碌了。
You know that our leading brothers, they are already very busy.
那他们还在教会的聚会里面呢，他们负的事务性的工作也更多。
And of course, on top of that, for all the church activities, they have to take charge and work as well.
所以有时候我去探望的时候, 我都不好意思再麻烦他们,
so a lot of times when I go visit them, I don't dare asking them to do more.
因为他们已经花了够多的时间在教会的事物上面,
because they have done enough.
在去年开始呢, 我再一次出来侍奉的时候, 我请一位弟兄跟我一起去探望。
So last year when I started ministering again, I asked a brother to help me to go visit.
所以每一次我跟他讲说我们一起去探望的时候, 他回信就说没有问题。
And so every time when I asked him to go with me, he would always reply with no problem.
所以每一次我去探望的时候, 因着弟兄跟我一起去的时候, 福音就传出去。
And every time when I go with that brother, we go and gospel gets spread.
当然弟兄忙碌的时候他会告诉我说他不能。
And of course, sometimes when the brother is busy, he would tell me maybe another time.
可是当我说一起祷告的时候,我们在教会早上八点一起祷告的时候,他就愿意来。
But then whenever I say, let's pray early at 8 o'clock in the morning, he would come and join me.
所以呢,在过去一年的时间,我们在教会呢,主日早上八点我们就开始祷告。
So in the past year, every day at 8 o'clock in the morning, we would pray.
我说过了,为什么我们早上八点要在那里祷告?
And I think I told you before, why do we pray at 8 a.m.?
就是说呢,我听到一位姐妹的见证,就是说当弟兄姊妹在那里查经的时候呢,她已经在那里生火,当冬天那个冷的气呢,离开聚会的场地。
And that's why, because a sister shared her testimony before, before you come and read the Bible, there's already someone over there warming up the place for you.
所以当那个火升起来的时候,弟兄姊妹来聚会的时候,整个房间是已经温暖的。So
when the place is already warmed up, when brothers and sisters come at a later time, they can start right away.
这也就是为什么我们主日早上愿意八点花时间在那里,我们祷告主,希望能够升起火来让这个教会有一个温暖的感觉。
So that's why we started every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. We will start praying to kindle the fire.
所以呢,有几位弟兄姐妹呢,跟我一起在那里祷告。
So that's why some brothers and sisters come join me and pray.
就像我们说过的,我们没有强迫任何一个弟兄姊妹来到这个祷告聚会里面。
Just like we said, we never force anyone to come join us.
可是这样的祷告聚会呢,是必然要有的。
But I tell you that this prayer meeting is necessary.
如果你赶不上8点,9点15分,还有一次祷告聚会。
If you cannot join us at 8 o'clock, we have another one at 9:15.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹早上9点的时候,你都已经到办公室上班了。
I believe that for your weekdays, you're already at work at 9 o'clock. Right?
今天教会许多的工作都需要从祷告开始。
So today, a lot of our service needs to start with prayers.
最近很多的事物都在祷告的过程里面一一的解决。
And in fact, a lot of troubles are now helped out because we started with prayers.
可是当我们看到弟兄们没有来聚会的时候，我们的心里面是都是着急的。
So when we see brothers and sisters that can join us for a fellowship, we feel worried for them.
今天我们给主的到底是什么?
So today, what is our topic?
今天我都还没有进入到我的信息里面,只是昨天有一个负担把这些情况交通出来。
I tell you, I haven't even started today's topic yet, but then I have this burden I just wanted to share with you.
对不起,今天有一些福音朋友在我们中间的时候,当我讲这些话呢,是因为我里面有一些的感动。
I'm sorry, gospel friends. I needed to share this to get this out of my chest.
因为我们相信一位真实的主, 他爱我们。
Because we know that this God who loves us.
可是回头我在这里问大家一个问题, 就是我们给主的够了吗?
And if I turn and ask you, have you given enough to your God?
弟兄姊妹,我们给主的够了吗? 你觉得你给主的够了吗?
Brothers and sisters, have you given enough to your God?
你给另外一个姐妹,你给另外一个弟兄的爱够了吗?
Have you given enough love to your brother and sisters?
我昨天去参加一个聚会。
So yesterday, I joined a fellowship.
我在早上这个敬虔真理班的时候,分享了很多昨天的经历。
And this morning, during our Sunday class, I shared a lot of my experience from yesterday.
在昨天的聚会里面,有一个日本的弟兄,他是亲身在那里做见证。
And during yesterday's fellowship, there is a brother from Japan, and he gave a testimony.
他说他很喜欢带领少年人在他的教会里面。
And he said he loved to lead the youth in his church.
他常常跟这些青年人讲,就说我所说的你们都忘记没有关系。
And then he would always remind the youth and said, it is okay if you don't remember what I said.
可是这三个数字你们千万不能忘记。
But there are three numbers that you cannot forget.
就是五。
It is 5, 5, and 5.
会抽烟的朋友们。
For the smokers among us.
不是说到那一个品牌 ，OK？
It is not the brand of that particular.
所以我在中间呢，特别放了两个符号。
So that's why in between the three numbers there are two symbols.
我先讲一下这个弟兄的见证。
So let me first share with you his testimony.
他有在美国呢，有一个牛排的连锁店，已经开了400多家了。
There is a franchise steakhouse in the United States. There are 400 some different locations of this franchise.
所以呢，他思想呢，他要转型，因为他觉得呢，主呢真的太祝福他。
And then he started to change. He think about change because the Lord is, has blessed this franchise.
所以他的牛排店他就要有一个转型。
So that this franchise owner he wanted to start changing his franchise.
可是呢，每开一个呢就去倒一家，每开一个呢就失败一次，每开一个呢就没办法支撑下去，连续开了五家都没办法。
So the very big, after he changed, he wanted to open up 5 more stores, but each time he tried, he failed.
结果他在他的家里面有一个祷告室。
So then he had a prayer room in his house.
那一年的感恩节呢，他就在这个祷告室里面向主在那里祷告。
So one year during Thanksgiving, this person prayed to God.
刚好呢，他太太也不在，儿女也不在，所以他一个人很安静的在那里祷告。
And at that time, his whole family was gone, so he was praying to God alone.
那主就跟他说话说，你要做这件事，你要做这件事，你要做这件事。
And the Lord spoke to him clearly, these are the things that he had done.
可是呢，都不是他拿手的事。
But yet, those are not the things that he knows how to do.
可是呢，他就说，主既然这样讲，他就愿意这样做。
So he said, if the Lord asked me to do it, I would do it.
所以呢，他就把他的经营的餐厅呢，整个做了一个风格的改变。
So that now he started changing the whole style of his restaurant.
他是一个日本人，他就经营了一家韩国式的那个烧烤。
So for a Japanese person, he's opened a store that does Korean barbecue.
所以呢，这一下子呢，他听到神的声音的时候，他按着神的话去做。
So,
一家一家又开始成功。
After he heard the Lord's directions and doing it according to what God asked him to do,
所以他心里面非常的清楚呢，这个是神做的。
It became successful, so he knew that this is God's will.
所以他在教会里面也是很认真的侍奉。
So, and then he continued his service in church.
虽然他有那么庞大的事业在后面，可是每一天他还是在那里祷告。
Even though now his work is super busy, he still serves the Lord the same.
所以呢，他告诉他的年轻人说，你们要记到这五个数字，就是三个数字，就是555。
So that's why he asked his youth to always remember the three numbers, 5, 5, and 5.
他说，每一天你们要花五分钟的时间，好好的亲近主，把圣经拿出来看。
The first five is you have to spend 5 minutes reading God's words earnestly.
每一天花五分钟的时间，好好的思想主要针对这一个段的经文告诉你什么话。
And then spend another 5 minutes paying really close attention to understand what God is speaking to you.
五分钟的时间，好好的认真祷告主。
And then 5 more minutes to pray earnestly to God.
他告诉这些年轻人说，如果这件事情你们没有做的话，晚餐之前呢，你们把它做完。
And then he told his youth, if you cannot do these 3 things before dinner, then do it before dinner.
如果呢还没有做，你就不要吃晚餐，做完之后再去吃晚餐。
If you had not spent these 3, 5 minutes, then don't have dinner until you have done it.
弟兄姊妹，我听了我都觉得这标准太低了吧。
Brothers and sisters, then I thought to myself, what a low standard.
像我这么属灵的人太简单了。
For me who is so spiritual, this is too easy.
为什么给人家那么低的一个标准？
Why do you set such a low goal?
后来这个弟兄讲到。
And then this brother then said,
当你们生命成长之后。
When your life starts growing.
如果你可以花十十十。
Then maybe now you can upgrade yourself to 10, 10, and 10.
感谢主，你按着神的感动，你就去做。
So thanks to the Lord, if you have the 10, then do the 10.
十分钟读经，十分钟默想主的话，十分钟祷告亲近主。
10 minutes to read the words, 10 minutes to reflect, 10 minutes to pray.
教会说了，没有读圣经，没有早餐。
So the church would tell you, without reading the Bible, don't eat breakfast.
可是呢，我们弟兄的标准是。当你这些还没做，你不要吃晚餐。
But then this brother is just saying, if you don't do it, don't have dinner.
很简单嘛。
Wouldn't that be too easy?
应该是很简单的。
I think it is very easy.
每一个弟兄姊妹都可以做得到的。
Every brother and sister should be able to do it.
当你生命成长之后，三十、三十、三十。
But then now, as your life grows stronger, maybe it's 30, 30, and 30.
所以这一位弟兄呢，告诉我们，生命呢不是停滞的。
So the brother, what he is trying to tell us is that life continues.
你有很好的事业，你还是要一样这样的亲近主。
If your work is busy, you still need to get close to
the Lord. 如果你要神祝福你的家庭，你要这样来亲近主。
If you want God's blessings, then you have to be close to the
Lord. 如果你要你的儿女呢好好的成长，你要这样亲近主。
If you want your children to grow up right, be close to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们到底跟神有没有任何的呼召？神到底召了我们没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you have God's calling? Has God called on you?
像我们弟兄讲的，如果只是那一次你把主迎接到你的心里面，之后的日子你又回到那个罪的里面。
Just like Brother Paul said, if you only call once and you came, but you turn back to sin,
没有用。
Then it's useless.
所以我们曾经分享到六篇信息说到，
So we have had six messages.
你要自由吗？
Talking about, do you want freedom?
你要离开捆绑吗？
Do you want to not be bounded?
你要得到神所赐给你的平安和喜乐吗？
Do you want godly peace?
所以我们的弟兄跟我们分享到，第一个我们要认识到我们的主耶稣基督他究竟是谁。
So that first lesson was,Do you know who Christ is?
我们所知道的这位主耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，他就是神。
This Jesus Christ that we know is the Son of God. He is God.
所以他带着神性来到人的地方，和我们有交通。
So that's why, as the Son of God, he came as a man to fellowship with us.
所以今天你是一个谦卑的人的话，你就可以来到神的面前，俯伏在他的面前，他就会向你显明。
So today, if you're willing to humble yourself before Him, He will reveal Himself to you.
一个骄傲的人没有办法认识神的。
Someone who is prideful will never meet God.
今天我们要认识神，我们一定要谦卑在他的面前，救恩才会临到我们。
So today, if you want to be saved, be humble before the Lord.
所以我们认识到这位主的时候，我们才知道我们里面的罪有一个对象，可以去悔改，可以去转回。
Now that you know who the Lord is, you recognize your sin, then you know that He can help you with it.
这是我们要做的。
That's what you need to do.
不是那一天做这件事，而是之后呢，每一天我们都在神的面前做这件事。
Not that it is on that one day you have done it once, but you have to do it continuously.
什么时候我们做错事了，我们赶快向神回转。
Whenever we have done something wrong, repent.
什么时候我们跟我们的配偶说错一句话，让他心里很难过的时候，赶快回转。
Whenever we said the wrong things to our spouse, repent and apologize.
这是我们在神的生命里面的一个法则。
And this is the rules of God.
也是神给我们一条跟神恢复关系的一条通路。
This is also a path of reconciliation with God.
当我们愿意这样做的时候，你会发现旁边还有一条路。
And then when you start doing it, then now you realize there are other ways.
也就是我们的主愿意饶恕我们。
Is that our God wants to forgive us.
所以我们才可以饶恕我们身边的弟兄或是姐妹。
So that's how we can also forgive people around us.
这是我们属神的儿女，我们这一生所要学习的事情。
And that as godly children, that's what we need to learn in our life.
主饶恕了我们，我们自然要饶恕我们旁边的弟兄姐妹。
After God has forgiven us,We need to forgive each other.
什么时候我们过不去我们弟兄姐妹软弱的时候，我们应该伸一个手去扶持他们一下。
Whenever we see a brother or sister become weak, go help them.
我从来不觉得我们也是一个那个应该拿起第一块石头的人。
I never thought that we should be the first one to pick up the stone.
一位弟兄一位姐妹不来聚会对我们没有什么好处。
Because if a brother and sister don't come and show that, join us, we are being harmed.
所以当我们继续分享的时候，我们说到我们要弃绝虚假。
So, when we go on with our understanding, let us understand that do not be fake.
远离从神来那里来的咒诅。
And to be far away from God's curse.
弟兄姊妹听清楚了，还不是那个魔鬼撒旦给我们的一些难处。
Brothers and sisters, it is not what Satan has done.
是远离虚假。
But what you need to do is to be away from all the fakeness.
远避神那里来的咒诅。
And be far away from God's curse.
神绝对是祝福我们，赐平安给我们的。
Yes, our God is the God of peace and the God of blessing.
这件事情不会改变的。
That's one thing that would never change.
可是如果在我们的生命里面，我们还在那里做假的时候，神没办法工作在我们的身上。
But yet, if we spend our whole life going to the wrong things, the false things, then we're far away.
不管你是教会的传道人也好。
Doesn't matter if you're a minister of a church.
不管你是刚刚认识主的弟兄姊妹也好。
Or maybe you're just a new brother.
如果在我们的生命里面我们有了虚假呢神的咒诅就临到我们
If we now focus on the false things then God's curse is on us
你要知道那个咒诅呢不是要叫我们永远在那个地位他乃是要叫我们脱离那个地位
But understand that God's curse is not to condemn us into that position forever but God wants to draw us away from those false things
神不愿意他的儿女在罪里面所以他把那个箭矢放在那里叫我们离开那边叫我们重新得到祝福
Because God does not like us to sin so that's why he wants us to be away from those false things
所以第六篇的信息说到呢我们一定要站在主这一边
So on the sixth lesson it tells us that we have to stand on Jesus' side
该聚会的时候我们来聚会
When it is time to fellowship we come and have a fellowship
主吩咐我们联合在一起一起擘饼的时候我们在这里一起擘饼纪念我们的主
When God asks us to be united and to break bread together we come and be united
这是一个很自然的事情祝福临到我们
And through doing those things blessings will come
没有一个人在后面呢掐着你说你今天一定要来聚会。
No one is behind you and forcing you to come to our meeting.
可是圣经已经说得很明白了，当守安息日纪念圣日。
But then the Bible clearly tells
us 守为圣日。
That we should treat the Sabbath as a consecrated day.
当我们这样行的时候你知道神给我们的祝福比我们自己去追求的多了多少
And it is when we do according to his works and you will recognize that his blessings is more than we can recognize
弟兄姊妹这就是我们要脱离一个捆绑得到自由的生活的时候这几件事我们可以稍微问一下我们自己
So brothers and sisters these are the things that we need to do to free ourselves
如果你最近不太高兴
If recently you don't feel joyous
所以我最近很忧愁。
Or maybe you're in sorrow.
哎呀，做起事来怎么都不顺利。
And you feel that everything you do is not the way you want to.
我希望这六件事情你可以看明白。
Then I think, look at these six things.
在哪一件事情上呢？你没有跟神有一个关系。
Which one of these six is not right?
调整一下，调整一下。
Then make some adjustments.
调整一下到的正位呢神的祝福就会临到你
If you make the adjustment enough to come back to the right place then you will be
可是如果今天我们仍然硬着颈项
But today if you just want to be stubborn
你会发现呢神的工作在你身上是没有办法走过去的
Then you see that God's work will not come true through you
弟兄姊妹我要进入到今天的主题
So brothers and sisters let us start today's topic
我们的神是一位有许必应、有言必见的神。
Our God is someone His promise will always come true, and His words will are true.
当然，今天的信息只能停在这边了。
Of course, this is also where I end.
我下次再分享这一篇的信息。
We'll continue this sermon next time.
所以，当我继续下去的时候，我给各位一个小小圣经上的一个尝试。
As I continue on, let me give you a small challenge.
那我说完这一个呢，我们就结束。
And after I tell you this, it is our end for today.
好，那在这边呢，它有几卷的书，十二卷的书在这边。
Here are the names of 12 books in the Bible.
约书亚记
，The Book of Joshua.
士师记
，The Book of Judges.
路德记
，The Book of Luke.
撒母耳记
，First Samuel.
有上卷有下卷
，Second Samuel.
列王记有上卷有下卷
，First King, Second King.
历代至上历代至下
First Chronicle, Second Chronicle.
那以斯拉记然后尼希米记跟以斯帖记
The Book of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Ezekiel
弟兄姊妹我们有没有人知道这几卷书我们给它一个统称叫做什么
Brothers and sisters, do you know what all these books combined together are called?
有没有这几卷书统合在一起我们给它一个名称
And all these books are together as one. What are they called?
对，我们说这是旧约圣经的历史书。
These are the book of history.
所以呢，这十二卷的历史书谈到一件事情。
And out of these 12 books, it talks about one thing.
就是以色列的百姓他们在神的面前他们如何生活。
It's how the Israelites live their life before God.
自从神把他们带到一个迦南地非常美好的地方之后。
After God took them into the land of Canaan.
因为他们没有像别的国家有君王，所以他们就向神求有一位君王来统治他们。
Because they never had their own king, they want to be the other country, so they asked God to set up a king.
所以约书亚之后呢，有许多的领袖兴起，就是一个四世纪的时代。
So after Joshua, then a lot of the judges are now rise up.
看来呢，这些士师也不怎么样，他们还是要一位君王。
So, although none of those judges are well, so they want a king.
所以呢，从这个约书亚记呢，在列王记下呢，我们说这是一个进入迦南王国建立到被掳的一个时代。
So from the book of Joshua to the end of the Second Chronicles, you see that they have gone into Canaan.They raised up a kingdom, but now they're taken captive.
只是呢，这些以色列的百姓呢，在神给他们的居住的地方，他们没有好好的侍奉主，也没有好好的在那里敬拜主。
And you see that for these Israelites, they are saved from Egypt into Canaan, but yet they never worship and be what they needed to be.
所以在他们的生活里面呢，偶像到处林立。
So that's why that in their life they start worshiping idols.
虽然他们说是神的儿女，可是他们在那里敬拜假神。
Even though they are called children of God, yet they worship idols.
所以呢，在他们的历史里面呢，发生一件事，就是他们被掳。
So that now in their timeline, one thing happened is now they are taken captive.
好，历史听到这边呢，到以斯拉、尼希米跟以斯帖记的时候，我们知道。这是一段呢，他们被掳之后在国外的生活。
So in the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Ezekiel, do you see that now they're coming back from captive?
可是呢，在这三卷书里面呢，也提到一件事，就是神再一次呢，把他们带回到迦南，在耶路撒冷重建他们的圣殿。
And you see that in these three books, the theme is now that they are now being free and they're led back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
所以这三卷书呢，特别讲到呢这个归回的事情。
So these three books talk about revival.
所以呢，这十二卷书我们说是历史书。
So these 12 books together, those are the book of histories.
当然呢，历史书前面呢是什么？是摩西五经。
Before the book of histories, these are the five books of Moses.
这就是创出立民生，对不对？
The five books of Moses.
那我们稍微把旧约呢整合一下，大家有一个清楚的一个图画。
So if you put all the Old Testaments together, this is what you see.
那我们在对认识圣经上面呢，以后呢，我们读圣经会比较容易一点。
And if you have a basic understanding, then it will help you understand the Bible.
好，那再来呢，我们说到呢，因为在这个君王的时代呢，这些君王他们没有好好的遵守神的话语。
Because in the book of the histories, the kings they don't really follow God's command.
所以神就兴起先知来。
So after the kings, the prophets are rise up.
所以呢，这个先知呢，其实呢，从在亚伯拉罕的时代就有了。
In fact, we had prophets since the time of Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕他本身他自己就是一位先知。
Because Abraham himself, he is one of the prophets.
只是到了列王的时代呢，因为这些君王常常要有人提醒他们，所以呢，这些先知们就把神的话记载下来。
So it is because the kings, they always need someone to remind them of God's work. That's why now the prophets, they're also being the scribes, they have to record God's work.
所以这就是先知书，旧约的先知书。
And those notes of the prophets became the book of prophets.
所以我们知道呢，从摩西、大卫到后来呢，这些先知呢，其实呢，在这个整个以色列的国度里面，他们常常对神呢会发出一些称颂或是懊悔的诗。所以呢，有称颂称谢的诗歌，有懊悔的诗歌，还有其他种种类类的诗歌，我们把它集中在一起，从摩西的时代开始到这个列王结束的时代，我们说有诗歌书。
So that from Abraham to David, and in all those times, the prophets, they would write songs to describe how they feel during that particular time. The Song of Sorrows, the Song of Joys, and all those different songs, combining them together. Now these are the books of Psalms.
所以呢，这些呢，我们说是旧约的圣经，对我们也是非常的重要。
So that combining all these books together, this is the Old Testament.
可是呢，历史往前走的时候，到一个黑暗的时代。
And then after the Old Testament is completed, we now have 400 years of silence.
400年的时间呢，神不再差派任何的先知向他的百姓说话。
There is a gap of 400 years that God did not send any messengers to us.
好像神呢，言语呢就静默了。
Just like at that time, God is silent.
可是。神向着人的爱没有停止。
But yet, God's love to man was not changed.
这也就是为什么我们今天我们仍然能够感受到神的爱。
So that's why today, we can still feel God's love.
所以我们一说到有福音书，就是有福音传给我们。
And the beginning of the New Testament is the Gospel book.
所以呢，从福音书开始，我们进入到一个新约的时代，这就是圣经里面谈到新约的书卷。
And with the Gospel book, that's how the New Testament starts.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有了这些的圣经的背景之后，下一次呢，我再进谈这一篇信息。
So brothers and sisters, now that we have a basic understanding of the arrangement of the Bible, next time when we go into our message,
我们会有一些的回应哈。
We will have a fellowship.
那我们今天就听到这边，我们唱诗歌647首。